A search is underway in Karachi, Pakistan, for Wall Street Journal reporter Daniel Pearl. He was kidnapped last week by a suspected militant organization with ties to Al-Qaeda. Pictures of Pearl in shackles with a gun to his head were emailed to news organizations over the weekend by a group identifying itself as the National Movement for the Restoration of Pakistani Sovereignty. In the city of Peshawar, near Pakistan's border with Afghanistan, there have been new anti-American demonstrations. Several thousand protesters criticized America's treatment of Afghan prisoners and denounced the Pakistani government's crackdown on militant organizations. NPR's Anne Garrels reports on the role of Islamic militancy in military-ruled Pakistan.
Pakistan's political leaders' backing for religious extremists began with the Soviet invasion of Afghanistan. They used them to fight the Indians in Kashmir. They fostered and supported the Taliban. Officials also tolerated militants for domestic advantage. Analyst Rifat Hussain.
There was a certain cockiness on the part of the state that they could always control them. Whenever they wanted, they could turn the tap off. That did not happen.
Unregistered religious schools became the training ground for tens of thousands of young militants from Pakistan and abroad. It's estimated a third of the 7,000 madrasas provided some form of military training. Offering free board and education, they attracted the poorest of the poor. Hazif Abadullah is just such a student. He says he has one ambition, to fight the Americans in Afghanistan. He says it's his duty to fight non-Muslims and oppressors. These organizations were allowed to operate outside the legal framework. Now Musharraf has ordered religious schools to register and offer more than just Quranic studies so that students are part of the mainstream. In recent weeks, the government has locked up over 2,000 suspected Islamic militants. This 24-year-old asked his name not be disclosed. He's a member of Harkat-ul-Mujahideen, a group the U.S. government calls terrorists. He says he fought with the Taliban, as well as in Kashmir, where Harkat has been blamed for several bombings. He claims the group was supported by elements of the Pakistani government and army. He says he joined the organization out of passion and that will not be affected by any government ban. He will continue to fight for Muslims wherever he is needed in the world. It was while meeting another representative of this organization that Wall Street journalist Daniel Pearl disappeared last week. In an email sent over the weekend to American news organizations, the kidnappers condemned U.S. interference in Afghanistan and its treatment of Muslim prisoners. Pakistani authorities now find themselves in the position of hunting down the very organizations they helped spawn. Pakistan's tolerance of extremist religious groups also fostered the growth of sectarian violence between Shiites and Sunnis. Calling this the tyranny of the minority, politician Haji Muhammad Adil says Musharraf's actions against these groups is long overdue.
People were fed up from these groups. Everybody was fearing everywhere. Nobody could dare to out in the evening on the streets of Karachi. The world is changed after 11 September. He had to do these things.
But Rifat Hussain says Musharraf has to walk a fine line to maintain support for his crackdown.
A lot of people were saying that as Musharraf government begins to crack down on these terrorist groups or these jihadi organizations, it must not go overboard to ban the legitimate activity of protest, which is a fundamental right by the Muslims as believers.
While popular sentiment has backed Musharraf so far, long-term support depends on his next steps.
In order to reverse this trend about the phenomenal rise of the jihadi culture in Pakistan is that you put the jihadis out of business, and you can only do that by engaging in a very systematic, methodical reform of the society.
Eliminating the poverty, corruption, and injustice that has fueled these movements is a tall order. Anne Garrels, NPR News, Islamabad, Pakistan.